10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They're off in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Welcome to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
The unconquerable, invincible, unbeatable Cigar!
Go Zephyr kicking clear, and Go Zephyr is pulling away impressively.
This is unbelievable! Zenyatta, what a performance, one we'll never forget.
Presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
Wise Dan's got him! Wise Dan, brilliant in the mile!
He's an everlasting credit to the sport. American Pharoah has belted a grand slam in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
California Chrome with Espinosa going for the win is still in front. Harrogate trying his heart out. California Chrome from Harrogate, a pulsating climax to the Classic. Harrogate takes the lead and wins.
Now here's Mike Penna, Jude Feld, and Jeff Bloom.
Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome to the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Baron of the Backstretch, alongside the Pontiff of the Pick Four, retired trainer Jude Feld, and we are live from Del Mar in Southern California, getting set for the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships, which begin on Friday. Four championship races set for Friday, 9 for Saturday, and we are happy to have you with us. For those of you who have been watching us with our Breakfast at the Breeders' Cup program, streaming live at breederscup.com and at horseracingradio.net, welcome back. Happy to have you back with us as we edge ever closer to the Breeders' Cup World Championships and the first time ever being held where the turf meets the surf at Old Del Mar. 2 days, 3 hours, and now just 22 minutes away.
Yeah, and we're watching Sky Diamonds, Jeff Bloom's filly, go for her little gallop this morning, and that's very exciting. She's going great. Jeff said she was going to blow out down the lane, and here she comes right now. She's starting to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, again, for those of you watching on the video, if you're listening on radio, you can't see this. We will do the best to describe it for you, but Sky Diamonds, a contender for the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, owned by our colleague Jeff Bloom of Bloom Racing, coming down the stretch right behind us now. Our broadcast position right at the top of the stretch here at Santa Anita, at Del Mar, and Sky Diamonds coming through right now.
Yeah, she's looking good. Little leg stretcher, old school training by Bill Spahr, and she's doing everything just perfectly. I got to imagine Jeff's very happy with that.
Yeah, I would think so, too. And, you know, we've touched on this repeatedly over the past couple of mornings, that you're not going to see any blowouts more than likely. For the most part, all of those have been completed. All the workouts are done. Now you're just galloping, jogging. This was a little bit more spirited today, though. This was a little blowout.
Yeah, just a little bit of entertainment and looking good. There's Collected galloping right now, the fantastic Pacific Classic winner, and he looks like he's happy to be back at Del Mar.
Yeah, a horse that is trained by Hall of Famer Bob Baffert, who is in search of a fourth consecutive win in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Of course, he's won 14 Breeders' Cups, says Bob, but that still leaves him six shy of fellow Hall of Famer Dwayne Lucas at the top of the list with 20. We'll see if he can pull off a victory with Collected or defending champion Arrowgate. He has Muptahij. He also has West Coast, the three-year-old, entered into this year's Breeders' Cup Classic.
Yeah, look at him! Look at him go! He looks fantastic. He's all business this morning. Really galloping nicely.
You mentioned winning the Pacific Classic last time out. Well, if you like Arrowgate, who he defeated in the Pacific Classic, if you think Arrowgate can rebound and be the old Arrowgate that we've become accustomed to seeing, then I guess you really have to like Collected, because he was able to hold them off last time.
Yeah, it was a good race. A very talented horse, and you know, he's never lost on a fast track going along.
Yeah, and his only start at Del Mar coming in that Pacific Classic, so he's a perfect 1-for-1. 8-for-11 lifetime is Collected, a son of City Zip, who has earned more than $1.2 million, and looking forward to that showdown coming up on Saturday afternoon. If you are just joining us, we will have exclusive radio coverage of every Breeders' Cup race for you Friday and Saturday afternoon. All you have to do is go to our website, horseracingradio.net, to check out a complete Breeders' Cup broadcast schedule. You can see a listing of affiliates, all the Sirius XM channel information on our website as well. So head over there now, horseracingradio.net, and make sure you're tuned in Friday and Saturday. If you can't get to a television to watch it on NBC, we'll have you covered on the other side of things on the radio.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, fantastic racing, and really looking forward to it.
Here's Practical Joke, contender for the Las Vegas Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, third in last year's Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and Chad Brown, the trainer of Practical Joke, trying to pull off the victory in that race coming up on Friday. Well, Jude, this is, as we mentioned, the first time that the Breeders' Cup has come to Del Mar, and it's an event that Del Mar has coveted for many, many years, and now they have the opportunity to welcome the world where the turf meets the surf. And we have the privilege now of being joined by Joe Harper, who is the president of Del Mar. And Joe, first of all, happy Breeders' Cup.
Well,
happy
thanks.
To have you on board.
Thank you. It's good to be the head coveter here. I'll tell you. It's been a great, 1984, I was at Hollywood Park and watching that thing, thinking, this is kind of cool. How can I get this? And, of course, we had the old grandstand then, and it was falling apart. And a few hundred million dollars later, we got it. And I think I'm happy we got it.
It was great when you came up, you being Cecil B. DeMille's grandson, and you didn't want to get in the shot. And,
no, I learned at an early age. Yeah.
It was.
I remember driving a Jeep onto the set of the Ten Commandments once. And, I heard about that for about 4 years, actually.
That's great.
Yeah, well, it's a great venue, and we couldn't be happier to be here at Del Mar for this 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships. And, Joe, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that today is opening day of the Bing Crosby race meet.
That's
here at Del Mar.
Right. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, they're going to run some races today, Joe.
Everybody says, oh, we'll be ready. I said, no, be ready by the first. It's a cool meet. I love this meet. It's laid back. It's locals, but the racing's good. And it's kind of fun out there in off-track betting land, not running against all those tracks we run against in the summer. So we're a little bigger dog at the trough, I think, this time of the year. So it's been a good, profitable meet.
People will say, how come the Breeders' Cup didn't come to Del Mar sooner, right? But there were some things that had to be done in order to attract the Breeders' Cup here and make it ready for a Breeders' Cup type event. Talk about those things that had to be accomplished.
Well, I mean, the first thing, of course, was build a new grandstand, which we've accomplished in the early 90s. But more than that, it was enlarging the turf course when I think people started taking this seriously. We needed to enlarge the turf course to get the 14 horses on it, and we worked on switching back off of poly track back to dirt, which I think certainly was probably needed to be done. But the larger thing was kind of getting people to realize what Del Mar was all about. We went back almost 3 years ago, I guess, to make our pitch in New York for the board there, the Breeders' Cup board, and there were a lot of people that were staring up at me and never had been to Del Mar, so I kind of switched my speech and talked about the market of San Diego and what it is. So, it's a great market area, and it's an amazing place. It's a destination, and I think when you look at this venue, not just the grandstand, but the 5-star hotels around here and the 5-star restaurants and all the great things, it's all of a sudden this is kind of a fun place to be for a lot of people that never realized it was here.
Well, and of course, people back east love Saratoga and been going their whole life. They don't understand what we understand. This was our summer place to be, so to speak, and everybody loves to come to Del Mar. It's a relief after being in L.A. for most of the year, and you get to come down here and go to the beach and spend time with your family and have some fun and work too and participate in the great racing. So there's a lot of things to like about Del Mar.
Well, I always appreciate your guys showing the beach and the shots. And, I said, eat your hearts out, Saratoga, when it's raining. Maybe we'll get a few of those Saratoga faithful to come out here the next summer.
It was funny. Shug McGahee had never been here.
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is. There's some few trainers that have sent a horse or two out here but never followed them out here. So, I think it's... hopefully they like what they see and maybe come back.
Yeah, I think that's the the neat part about this year's Breeders' Cup is you have people like Shug, like jockey Jose Ortiz, who we saw yesterday, who is making his first trip to Del Mar. And it's a great way for them to experience something different in the world of thoroughbred racing. And when you think about guys like Shug McGahey, you're thinking, there's nothing new. He can't learn anything new, right? Well, guess what? Shug McGahey's done it all, but he hasn't done this.
Well, you know, I get a kick out of the, even the Eastern media. You know, it's there's obviously the bias, and I've learned to live with that. But I'd rather live out here with the bias than back there without one. So, it's kind of fun to see a few of those publications all of a sudden start writing about us and pay attention. So it's fun.
Yeah, I think once people get the feel of it, they're really going to love it. Like, I could see Jose Ortiz coming out here and riding during the summer, even though he does great at Saratoga. But you know, when you're here and with your family and there's so many things to do here, it's a very unique place.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that it's, you know, I mean, you know, it's probably going to be a 110 to $120 million hit on this area, you know, the city. And the San Diego is such a great place too, and it's just right down the road, and you know, you got all kinds of stuff going on there, and it's, you know, I think people didn't realize from back east that what this area looks like, you know, and how nice it is and how upscale it is. So I know, hopefully we'll keep going.
Talking with Del Mar President Joe Harper here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, watching so many of the horses go through those final preparations as we edge closer to the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships. Joe, what's your earliest Breeders' Cup memory?
Well, my earliest Breeders' Cup memory was actually probably talking to John Gaines about it before it even happened. But, you know, going to Hollywood Park and in the Cary Grant Pavilion, and Cary Grant was a friend too, and they started calling it Grant's Tomb after a while, but it was it was just such a unique thing, one day deal in those days, but looking around at the people, you know, it's like for us, it's making new fans, but they're racetrackers, you know. I mean, we spend a lot of marketing dollars trying to get people out here that aren't racing fans, you know, with our concerts and our promotions like that. We're going for a younger, hipper guy kind of audience that really, we're making a lot of new fans for Del Mar. I'm not sure we're making them for racing. You know, they're not going to get in the car and drive up to Santa Anita, you know, when we're closed. But here, we've taken racing fans and make them Del Mar fans. And that's the keen thing about this, you know, and this week and seeing everybody out here having a good time.
You mentioned talking with John Gaines about the overall concept of the Breeders' Cup World Championships even before it came to fruition. What do you think John would say about the Breeders' Cup if he could see it today?
Oh, I think he's doing somersaults wherever he is, you know, and I think that, you know, that's, you know, he had an idea we all knew was a cool one, but we're not sure quite how to pull it off. But over the years, it's developed into an amazing event, you know, and boy, racing needs these.
Yeah, I think you and I have been waiting for this weekend ever since the first Breeders' Cup.
Yeah, we really have, and I'm just delighted. I mean, it's so much fun out here, and the Breeders' Cup staff, I can't say enough about them. They came down here the day after Santa Anita's last year Breeders' Cup closed, and they've been here ever since. They've lived out here in Del Mar, and I know that's a tough assignment for them. But,
a real crown of thorns.
But you know, I mean, they've been so good to work with, you know, and Craig Fravel is, you know, I mean, he worked here for 22 years and is a great guy, and he knows what we can do and can't do, and so it was a very, we were all singing Kumbaya the minute they got here.
Talk about that for a minute, like the Coastal Commission and the fairgrounds and all that, it has a tremendous effect on what you do. It's not like you can wake up in the morning and have a great idea and put it into effect immediately.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this it ain't ours, you know, it belongs to the state of California. It is a fairgrounds, and we have to work hand in hand with them, and I mean, there's one of the biggest fairs in the country that goes on here. And you know, it's like, you know, I mean, there's always something happening here. And we were talked about when Hollywood closed, well, Del Mar could be a year-round training center. Well, I wish we could, but fact is, you know, when the third largest fair on the planet comes here in the summer, and horse shows and everything from antique shows to gun shows to everything else, there's millions of people coming in and out of here all year round. So you're really you're kind of pigeonholed into certain dates, and And, you know, that's why this fall meet works well, and that's why it's basically only the month of November.
Yeah, well, I think when we saw Gate Dancer and Slew of Gold and Wild again battling down to the finish in that first Breeders' Cup Classic at Hollywood Park in 84, yeah. We knew we were on to something.
Yeah.
The Breeders' Cup is going to be a success, and it's so exciting to see it here at Del Mar for the first time here in 2017. Joe, spend just a minute talking about this Bing Crosby meet, which begins today, and what folks can expect when they come to Del Mar over the next month or so.
Well, this is a cool meet. I mean, it's not the hassle of the summer meet where you got, you know, a whole lot of folks and just having a party out here. This is more about racing and local. It's a good meet with it. The horses. The racing is great out here this time of the year. You know, we have some promotions still going on. You know, I mean, today is opening day, and we have a bunch of the Hollywood models going on out here. We'll have a couple of concerts, good ones as well on Saturdays. We have a special, you know, Sunday brunch, and one of our big events, actually, or believe it or not, is Thanksgiving Day here at the track. And so I've found that there's a whole lot of people that don't want to cook at home on Thanksgiving, and they come to the Turf Club and have a full-on turkey dinner. That surprised me. I didn't think anybody would go anywhere except home on Thanksgiving, but that's worked out well, and that's always kind of fun.
Back to the Hollywood models for just a minute.
Yeah.
You kind of skimmed past that.
I just saw about a plethora of them, and actually they looked like they could use a Thanksgiving dinner, too. But, yeah, I don't know where they came from, but they've been there every opening. So, it's kind of fun. I mean, this whole joint came out of Hollywood with Bing in the old days, so it's fun to kind of put a little of that Hollywood push back in here. And Bo Derek's been hanging around here all week, so it's always kind of fun. We even had her on a horse on the beach leading the 5K race, so it's it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I heard Bob Baffert was going to do a commercial or something today out there on the sand. He's riding a horse out there.
I hope he doesn't hurt himself.
That's what he said.
take some lessons from Jimmy.
Yeah. He said he's got enough people hurt.
So. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, Joe, we really appreciate you spending a little time with us here this morning. Thank you so much. Continued success here at Del Mar. Keep up the great work, and thanks for having us.
Oh, are you kidding? Thanks for being here. You guys are terrific, and you've really helped this sport a lot, I believe me.
All right, Joe Harper, president of Del Mar, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. We're going to get to a break. We're going to come back with more. We're live from Del Mar. You are listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington area Jimmy John's.
What's on your mind, kid? Make it fast.
I'd like to work here at Jimmy John's, world's greatest gourmet sandwich shop, sir.
Why do you want to work at Jimmy John's, kid?
I'm perfect for Jimmy John's.
Doing what?
Delivery.
Delivery?
Delivery.
We deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
That's what I heard.
What'd you hear?
You deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
Then you heard right.
I'm a fast study, sir.
You know the Jimmy John's slogan?
The Jimmy John's slogan.
Jimmy John's slogan is sub so fast you'll freak.
Sub so fast you'll freak is a swell slogan, sir.
When people call for a Jimmy John's sandwich, they want it fast.
Then I'm your man, sir.
How so?
Because I'm fast.
Fast at what?
Fast at everything.
Can you deliver fast?
I can deliver fast.
How fast?
I can run a 440 in 220.
Minutes?
No seconds.
That's fast. You deliver before?
I delivered newspapers before.
Were you fast?
Very fast.
How fast?
People got tomorrow's paper today.
That's fast.
So do I have the job?
Not so fast. How do I know you're not just some fast talker?
I can get your references.
When?
Now.
These are good references.
Thank you.
But at Jimmy John's, you got to be more than fast.
More than fast.
You got to be polite.
Fast and polite.
Fast and polite.
I can do fast and polite.
Okay, give me some time to think it over.
Okay.
Okay, I thought it over. When can you start?
Now.
Now is good. What's your name, kid?
Stefan Apollopoulos.
Too long. How about Ed?
That's fine.
Welcome aboard, Ed.
Jimmy John's. Exceptional delivery. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
Breeders' Cup Classic winner Fort Larned was the fastest classic distance horse of his generation, with additional impressive Grade 1 victories in the Whitney and Stephen Foster handicaps, and earned over $4.4 million. Noted for his high cruising speed, Fort Larned also set a track record at Gulfstream in a graded stakes. Quick to notch success with his first runners this year, Fort Larned will have a Breeders' Cup starter from his first crop when his stakes winner Blonde Bomber contests the Juvenile Fillies. Learn more at AdinaStallions.com.
Hollywood Gaming at Mahoning Valley Racecourse offers live racing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 12:45 p.m. and Saturdays at 12:15 p.m. With three pick threes, one pick four, the Buckeye pick six, and the high five, along with 10-cent superfectas in every race. Join us for our premier day of racing, Monday, November 20th, with the $200,000 Still Valley Sprint and the Hollywood Gaming Mahoning Distaff. For more information, visit HollywoodMahoningValley.com.
What makes TaylorMade the worldwide leader in thoroughbred sales and marketing? 4 decades of experience, honesty, teamwork, and the friendly hands-on service that only a family-owned and operated business can deliver. Sellers can expect their horses to be presented in the right place at the right time. and buyers can expect the largest selection of top-quality thoroughbreds. Whatever your aspirations for the new year may be, you can count on TaylorMade to deliver big results. Visit us today at TaylorMadeFarm.com, and together we'll make 2017 your best year ever.
Join us on HRRN for Zia Park's 5th annual Land of Enchantment Day on Wednesday, November 22nd, featuring a total of 9 thoroughbred and quarter horse stakes races worth nearly $1.3 million in purses. Headlined by the $300,000 Zia Park Oaks, the $200,000 Zia Derby, and the $150,000 Zia Park Championship, with nominations for all stakes closing Monday, November 6th. First post on Land of Enchantment Day is 12:10 Mountain Time, 2:10 Eastern Time. For more information, visit ZiaParkCasino.com.
Hey, Mikey, guess what I've been up to?
What's that, Joey?
I've been telling everyone I know they should bet the Breeders' Cup on Express Bet.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe, and it couldn't be a better time to sign up.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
3 reasons. 500, 100, and 20.
Those your picks?
No, Joey, and it ain't no pick 3 either. Those are bonuses new customers pick when they sign up with Express Bet.
Now, that's what I call a bankroll booster. But what about for old-timers, like us?
Joe, you can always bet on ExpressBet to take care of us. They got big rewards promotions for loyal customers and a free wager guide with stats, trends, analysis, picks, and betting strategies so even you can bet like an expert.
Nice. That's why I tell everybody, however you like to bet, always bet on ExpressBet.
You got it, Joe. I'm telling you, with ExpressBet, you're a smarter bettor and a smarter person.
Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.
This is trainer Chad Brown, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
Miss Sky Warrior takes charge off the turn. Paradise Woods is under pressure but has lost a lead. Abel Tasman's roaring down the center of the track. Vexatious is also there. Lockdown's trying to find a seam toward the inside. 1 furlong to go. And Abel Tasman has gone from last to first in the Oaks with 1 furlong left. Vexatious fights on. Lockdown coming up the rail. Daddy's Little Darling's got a shot. 100 yards to go. Abel Tasman in front. A final try from Daddy's Little Darling. Abel Tasman from last to first in the Oaks. Over Daddy's Little Darling, Lockdown, and Vexatious.
Welcome back to the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns. I'm Mike Penna, joined by my usual entry mate, the pontiff of the pick four, Jude Feld, positioned down toward the top of the stretch here at Del Mar. Great location to bring you all the action with our coverage on Friday and Saturday and the next couple of mornings as well, as we take you through what's happening here on the racetrack with all the contenders getting ready for the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships. You heard that call, Travis Stone with the call of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, and Abel Tasman getting the victory that afternoon. She has been really, really good this year. She was on the racetrack just a few minutes ago. The 3-year-old taking on the older fillies and mares. It will be her first time facing older when she goes to the post in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. And after she competes in the Distaff, we're going to see her in Lexington, Kentucky. She comes back to the Bluegrass. She is one of 22 Breeders' Cup contenders scheduled to be offered at the Fasig Tipton November sale, which begins Monday, November 6th at 4 p.m. You'll want to make sure you're there to see Abel Tasman go under the gavel. It is going to be a tremendous sale. Jude, one thing about Abel Tasman, she is trained by the Hall of Famer Bob Baffert, who has saddled a total coming into this event here in 2017. He saddled a total of 97 Breeders' Cup starters. He's won with 14 of those horses. But how about this? He's 0-4 in the Distaff.
Well,
one of the few races that Bob hasn't won.
That's kind of interesting because he's had some very nice fillies over the years. Abel Tasman, she's got a lot of talent. She actually beat Elate, who is a real buzz horse here this week. And so she's all right. You know, she's got some ability, and she's probably one of those fillies that needs to step it up against the older, but she seems like the kind of filly that could do that.
Yeah, I would think so. Her form has just been tremendous, and I know Bob's been quoted a couple of times over the past week or so saying that he feels like she is sitting on a really, really big race. And you look at her last workout on October 28th, 1:12.4 for 6 furlongs, a bullet workout, best of 7 that morning at Santa Anita. Not surprising to see a Bob Baffert horse work quickly. That's how he works all of his horses. But Jude, she really appears to be on her A game. And if she can turn the tables on some of the rivals that have beaten her in the past, including Paradise Woods, who beat her back in the Santa Anita Oaks here in April, then she looks like she could be somewhat salty in this spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob worked her 7/8 before that bullet 3/4. So he means business here. He's putting the screws to her. She should be dead fit and ready to roll, and looking forward to watching her run.
And she'll be ridden by Mike Smith. Another feather in her cap.
Yeah, he never wins any Breeders' Cup races, that guy.
The winningest jockey in the history of the Breeders' Cup is Mike Smith, and one of the best in the business. So, again, that race, the Breeders' Cup Distaff, is the final Breeders' Cup race on Friday, post time set for 7:35 Eastern. That's 4:35 locally here on the West Coast, and you're going to hear all that coverage beginning 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific with us on HRRN Friday afternoon. Wonder Godot going through the paces on the main track now. And, again, a horse that had a little bit more of a spirited type of gallop here this morning.
Yeah, she looked really good. Mark Cassie's filly by Medaglia Doro. She broke her main first time out on the turf at Woodbine, came back and ran in the Natalma Stakes, got beat 3/4 by Kapla Temptress. And then last time out, she raced on the poly track at Woodbine, won the Mazarine by 6. It was a very impressive performance under Patrick Husbands, who will ride her on Saturday. She's a very nice filly, and I would not ignore her in your handicapping, despite the fact she's never raced on the dirt.
Yeah, again, for those of you watching the video feed of this particular program this morning at BreedersCup.com and on our website at HorseRacingRadio.net, you're able to get a look at the horses as they're on the track for those final preparations. However, if you're listening to us on the radio side, we're going to be your eyes for you, and we'll try to describe everything as best we possibly can. Getting a look at Firenze Fire, a contender for the Sentient Jet Breeders' Cup Juvenile, who has now made his way onto the main track and just kind of walking along the pony right now and looking very, very calm and very relaxed. Firenze Fire has won 3 of 4 starts to begin his career. He exits a huge win in the Champagne at Belmont on October 7th, where he came from way off the pace to come storming through the stretch and win by half a length. And Jude, Firenze Fire, a Florida bred, he would be the 4th Florida bred to win the Juvenile if he can pull it off, joining Tasso, Gilded Time, and Bracco.
Well, he's a horse that's moving up and getting better with age and distance and experience. He's a very talented horse. He got a 96 Brisnet speed figure last time. Par for the Sentient Jets Breeders' Cup Juvenile is 98, so he's just 2 points away from the typical speed figure for this race. He's improving as well. A nice minute blowout October the 28th at Belmont Park, and he should be set for his best.
Yeah, he should be set for his best, no doubt. Trained by Jason Service, by the way. 4th Breeders' Cup starter and first in the Juvenile for Jason. His best finish in a Breeders' Cup race was a pretty good one. He was 2nd in the 2013 Turf Sprint with Tight End Touchdown, and Firenze Fire could be dangerous if he handles this track coming up on Saturday in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Caledonia Road now on to the racetrack. Breeders' Cup Juvenile Phillies contender, and she's just kind of coming through the stretch right now and looking pretty good.
Yeah, she's just nice and relaxed. As Jeff would say, a controlled gallop. just cruising right along, looking good, and right there she picked it up just a tad. Must have seen something on the track. She was a little distracted, but very nice filly.
Do you like what you're seeing from her here?
Yeah, absolutely. She looks happy, and I love the attitude. I love her relaxed attitude. She has a nice presence about her. She's well-built filly, and I think she's a major contender in that race.
Yeah, that race is going to be contested on Saturday. It is the first Breeders' Cup, the first of 9 Breeders' Cup races on Saturday's program. It's race number 4 on that Saturday card, 12 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern is the post for the Juvenile Fillies, and a race with a full field. 13 fillies were entered into that race, and Caledonia Road, the daughter of Quality Road, second in the Frisette last time out, so she's going to have to do a bit better to get the money in here, but she's only raced twice, so you got to expect more improvement. And that's one thing, Jude, when you talk about these young horses, they can improve leaps and bounds from start to start.
Yeah, absolutely. She improved her speed figure 11 points from her first start to her second start. She's going to be ridden by Mike Smith in the Juvenile Fillies, and that's a jockey switch for her. But we talked about Mike just a second ago and how many Breeders' Cup races he's won. This is a really nice filly, and she's going places. She's by Quality Road out of a Dixie Union mare, trained by Ralph Nix. A lot of things to like about her.
Great betting race, as you would expect with any Breeders' Cup race for the most part. The Juvenile Fillies, the favorite in the 13-horse field, is number 7, Moonshine Memories, who is the 7-2 morning line favorite. And this traditionally has been a very formful race. 18 of the 33 runnings of the Juvenile Fillies have gone to the post-time favorite. That's good for 54%. So if you like the favorite in the Juvenile Fillies, don't be afraid to pull the trigger. Wouldn't be shocked if Moonshine Memories, who is the lone undefeated filly in the field, were to be standing in the winner's circle after that race.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, there's several fillies that could win, and she's one of them. We've got Dre Fong out here.
You think he can win?
Yeah, I think he can win. He's arguably the fastest horse in the world. He really can run, and tremendously talented. He's made $1.5 million in 8 races.
Dre Fong,
very good horse.
Back to defend his title in the Breeders' Cup Sprint on Saturday afternoon. And if he can do so, he will join Midnight Loot as the only 2-time winners of the Breeders' Cup Sprint. By the way, Midnight Loot, also trained by Bob Baffert.
And Dre Fong will also be ridden by Mike Smith. Maybe you just bet on Mike Smith and go home, right?
Well, you remember.
We spend hours handicapping, and let Mike Smith's agent do it.
Yep. I mean, he is loaded, isn't he? I mean,
he
rides for Bob Baffert, and Bob Baffert is loaded.
Baffert's loaded. Mike Smith's loaded. Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Baffert has saddled a record, 5 Breeders' Cup Sprint winners, and the part that I love about that story is Bob's very first win, his first of 14 Breeders' Cup victories, came in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. That was in 1992 when he won it with 30 Slews.
Yeah, I remember that race like it was yesterday. I was very excited for Bob. He just kind of burst on the thoroughbred scene, and he was a real breath of fresh air at the time. And that horse was a massive, good-looking horse too. It was just a very memorable race.
Yeah, Mind Your Biscuits is back in this year's Breeders' Cup Sprint, too. You remember Mind Your Biscuits was 3rd in last year's running. It's the first Breeders' Cup starter for trainer Chad Summers. And Mind Your Biscuits hasn't been as sharp this year as we're used to seeing him. He's won 2 of 4 starts. He did take the Golden Shaheen in Dubai on March 25th, but last time out he was 8 lengths behind Dre Fong in the 4-go at Saratoga. He's going to have to make up a lot of ground on the big favorite.
Yeah, he didn't have a great summer after the Golden Shaheen. Things kind of fell off for him, but he could rebound. He's been looking decent in the morning, and seems like he likes Del Mar. I don't know if Chad's going to do anything with him before the race here, but I'd like to see him get a little blowout or something.
Breeders' Cup sent out a tweet this morning, a video of Mind Your Biscuits, and apparently when he's being walked around the shed row, he likes to chill out to rap music.
Who doesn't?
Little known fact there about Mind Your Biscuits. Yeah, who doesn't, right? Here's Dre Fong. Again, we told you he's on the racetrack now. He's a contender for that Twin Spires Breeders' Cup Sprint and a major contender. He'll be the favorite, no doubt. 5-2 on the morning line, which is so juicy. There's no way on earth this horse goes off at 5-2, right?
No, I think you'd be closer to 2-5.
I mean, 5-2. If he's 5-2, you got to bet with both fists, right?
I got to think he's going to be even money or less. And absolutely. 5-2 would be a bonus price for him.
What do you think as you're watching him here on the television monitor?
He just looks great. He's nice and relaxed, very, very loose. I like how he's moving behind. He's alongside a pony, and that may be help to keep him relaxed, but he's just a cool horse. I've always liked this horse. It's amazing to me that a horse by Gio Ponti is as fast as he is, and arguably the best sprinter in the United States.
Yeah, how about that? Gio Ponti, which you know, let's face it, he made his reputation as a horse that was so good on the turf going long. And as a sire, he sires a horse like this in Dre Fong that is a champion sprinter. It just goes to show you, nobody really knows in this game, right? You can't predict anything.
Well, you
don't
can't
expect that from Geoponte.
The interesting thing about Dre Fong is that he is by Geoponte, but he does kind of have a sprinter's build to him. He probably takes more after his mom, but a very good-looking horse and just tremendously fast and always has been. I mean, from day one, now he's acting up a little bit. Now he wants to do more.
He's feeling good, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he really does look like he wants to do a little something. But today's the first day the Baffert horses are here at Del Mar. They've been training at Santa Anita, and now they shipped down yesterday, and this is their first day of training.
Can't miss a Baffert horse around the track either. Usually it's a blue shadow roll or the blue around the legs, right?
Yeah, the blue polo bandages, yep. And he's got some black bell boots on. They're kind of hard to see, but that's what you put on a horse when they're jogging to keep them
Man,
from grabbing
their
quarters.
Does he look good, though, doesn't it? Wow, just a picture of fitness is Dre Fong.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse.
Geoponte, his sire, a four-time Breeders' Cup participant. Remember, he finished second in the 2009 Breeders' Cup Classic. That was truly a classic. That was Zenyatta who got the victory that afternoon. Then he was second in the 2010 Breeders' Cup Miles. So certainly some Breeders' Cup credentials for champion Geoponte, champion Dre Fong, I should say, in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. We're going to step away for a quick break. We are going to come back with more. Expected to be joined by John Sadler in just a few minutes. He's the trainer of Stellar Wind in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Looking forward to that visit. Jeff Canizzo is going to join us right around 9 o'clock Pacific time. That would be noon Eastern. Jeff with the New York Thoroughbred Breeders, going to talk to him about all the New York breds going to the post in this year's Breeders' Cup World Championships. And Boyd Browning from Fasig Tipton will be stopping by at some point as well. Stay with us from Del Mar. This is the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network, your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships.
Airdrie Stud is proud to introduce the brilliantly talented American Freedom for the 2018 breeding season. The last top son of the great Sire of Sires pulpit, American Freedom was a sensational graded stakes winner, defeating all three classic winners of his generation, while besting the great Gunrunner both times they met. His Hall of Fame trainer, Bob Baffert, said, quote, "American Freedom was a freak. He had more natural talent than most grade one winners I've trained." Airdrie Stud's newest sensation, American Freedom. Think about it.
On November 6th, the stars will align in one spectacular session, one evening, one book, featuring four Breeders' Cup winners, three Eclipse champions, and selected weanlings by the hottest sires, plus more than 50 graded stakes winners and producers, with nearly half of those being grade ones. With a catalog this rich in quality, you'll leave no page unturned. The world's premier breeding stock event, the November sale at Fasig Tipton, November 6th in Lexington, Kentucky. Where will you be?
Grade 1 winner Data Link by world-renowned sire Warfront. Data Link scored in the prestigious Grade 1 Makers 46 mile at Keeneland, then set a new course record in the Grade 2 Monmouth Stakes. With a pedigree free of Mr. Prospector in the first four generations, Data Link is the perfect outcross option. His first crop yearlings turned heads, selling well above the stud field. Data Link at Claiborne Farm.
Dreams do come true. The first Saturday in May, the Kentucky Derby Winner's Circle, the Blanket of Roses, West Point Thoroughbred Partners were there. With Always Dreaming, for over 26 years, West Point has delivered premium racing experiences. West Point partners have won over 740 races and earned more than $44 million. West Point Thoroughbreds, the gold standard in racing partnerships. Go online and learn how you can join a West Point partnership today.
Join us Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, November 22nd, as we present coverage of the Penn National Holiday Racing Festival. Come see some of the region's top sprinters in the $200,000 Fabulous Strike, along with older horses in the $100,000 Swatera. Plus, catch two-year-old Pennsylvania bred fillies in the $100,000 Blue Mountain Stakes. Nominations for all stakes close Wednesday, November 8th. First post at Penn National on Thanksgiving Eve is set for 6 p.m. Eastern. For more information, visit HollywoodPNRC.com.
We've watched him develop into a racehorse.
Into Mischief wins the cup, Carl Futari.
Into a sire.
Golden Sensei, scintillating performance.
It is practical joke in the Allen Jerkins.
Into a Leader, the leading two-year-old and three-year-old sire of 2017. Into Mischief, standing at Spendthrift Farm.
Hello, this is Stuart Morris. We're very fortunate this year to have three current two-year-old stake horses out of our small crop of about 65 head sold last year. He Hate Me was a very exciting horse earlier in the year, and Pacific Gale, who just won the sorority at Monmouth, is also one of our graduates from last year in good hands with John Kimmel, and we're hoping for her to have a big fall for them on the East Coast. And we're very excited to have Kelly's Humor. We've got several good horses to sell the rest of this year. We're very proud of them, and we hope to see it one of our consignments coming forward either in Maryland and Timonium, OBS, middle of October, and then we'll see you at the end of the month in October at Fasig Tipton. Hopefully you'll come out to buy your next stake course from the Stuart Morris consignment.
One of the things that I've learned in my career, speed is speed.
Tourist, the fastest grade one miler in history.
Two of the fastest milers that I've trained are Elusive Quality and Tourist. Both had premier dirt pedigrees, and we know what a successful sire Elusive Quality became.
Tourist has defeated Chapman of the Breeders' Cup Final.
With Tourist's looks, talent, and pedigree, I think he has all the makings of the next big sire.
Tourist, standing at Windstar Farm.
Hi, this is Calvin Burrow. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
Top of the lane, Stellar Wind on the outside, and Vale Dory still nose and nose, nothing separating them. Here comes Faithfully now to take them on the outside. Homeward Bound, and it's Vale Dory and Stellar Wind. Stellar Wind the advantage. Vale Dory battles on. Stellar Wind had a call on all her class, and Stellar Wind won it ahead. Stellar Wind to Vale Dory. Neither one would give an inch. Faithfully third, then Motown Lady and Autumn Flower.
Mike Penna, Jude Feld, back with you on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns. If you're throwing a Breeders' Cup party, why not call Jimmy Johns? Freaky fast, freaky good, just like all the horses going to the post in the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships. And JT awaiting trainer John Sadler, who is going to join us. That was Trevor Denman with the call of the Clement L. Hirsch, the second time that Stellar Wind has won that race. We'll see her in action as one of the horses to beat in the Breeders' Cup Distaff on Friday.
Yeah, she's a sensational filly, Stellar Wind, and really the queen of California right now. One of the horses that she's going to face, Elate, is out there galloping right now, and she's galloping right along. Looks sensational this morning.
Yeah, I had a chance to visit with Hall of Famer Bill Mott, who trains Elate, yesterday. Actually sat down with Bill and Richard Mandela together, which was amazing. We set up in Richard's barn and in his office and talked with them about some of their favorite memories as they pertain to the Breeders' Cup Distaff. And, of course, Bill trained two-time champion Royal Delta. Richard trained Beholder, who won the race twice, multiple champion, won three Breeders' Cup races, as a matter of fact. Pretty remarkable to sit down for that visit with those guys. And, you know, Bill Mott, of course, looking for a sixth victory in the Distaff this year with a late.
Yeah, what a treat to be able to sit down with those guys. And, you know, this filly, a late, has really burst on the scene lately as a top contender for the Distaff. And she's a three-year-old. But she runs numbers like an older filly, and really, really going to be tough, I think, this weekend.
Elate coming into this year's Breeders' Cup Distaff following two powerful wins, including an 8.25 length score against older fillies and mares in the Beldame at Belmont Park on September 30th. Her four career victories have come at four different tracks. Keep that in mind. This is a filly that does not need to take her track with her, and that bodes well as she makes her first trip here to Del Mar.
Yeah, well, it looks like she likes Del Mar. she's moving right along. Nice gallop, and just looks sensational. She's been great every day here, and I think she's going to be super tough.
You know, it's interesting when you think about those two gentlemen, Bill Mott and Richard Mandela, and you think about the way they've been intertwined in the annals of thoroughbred racing throughout history. It's pretty remarkable, really, even in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. It was, you remember the 2013 running at Santa Anita when Royal Delta came out looking to win a third Distaff. Well, she didn't. She finished fourth that day, but the winner was Beholder, the first distaff victory for her and Richard Mandela. And you kind of sensed, at least from a fan's perspective, that this was the passing of the torch. That was the last start for Royal Delta. Beholder was just kind of getting things rolling with her career and proved that she deserves to be the leading lady in that division. That was really neat. And then you think back to the Pacific Classic right here at Del Mar when Bill Mott came out with Cigar on that huge win streak and Richard stopped it with Darren Go.
That's another day I'll never forget. Oh, wow, that was something else.
Well, it's funny. I walked into the barn yesterday, Richard was there. Then Bill came in, and Bill says, okay, I need to do this because I need to head over and I have to sign some bourbon bottles or whatever it was that he had to sign. He had to sign
Maker's
some bottles.
Mark model, bottles Ma- I think,
it was yeah. a Maker's Mark yeah. bottles. He had to go sign those, and Richard looked at him and said, can't they make it Darren Go bottles? I saw, this is how this interview is going to start. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, right away. Poke the bear right away.
Exactly.
But, you know, Cigar was stabled on the backside of me in Bill Shoemaker's barn, and I had a filly that was backed up to Cigar, and I kept teasing Patty Gallagher, who was Bill Shoemaker's assistant at the time, that I was going to knock the wall down so my filly could get bred. Little did I know it wouldn't have done me any good, but it was quite a day here at Del Mar. It was just a massive crowd and a beautiful day, just gorgeous, and you know you couldn't ask for better racing. And then I'll never forget, I was standing down by the rail, actually, for the race, and Darren Go just came out of nowhere and beat Cigar, and the place was hushed, and it was really cool. Great day, and you know, happy for Richard for winning, but kind of disappointed that Cigar's streak had come to an end. But it was an amazing day here at Del Mar.
Yeah, Bill Mott told me in that interview that Richard gave him a good old California schooling that day. He said he was so welcoming when he had him out here and said he'd set him up with anything he needed, and then that happened.
And then he beat him like a drum.
Yeah, and two good friends, two good rivals, and both unbelievable horsemen. Speaking of unbelievable horsemen, John Sadler will be stopping by the set here anytime now. He sent a text just a few moments ago, said he was walking over from the barn area. And if you've never been to Del Mar, the barn area can be quite a walk to where we are here on the front side next to the Breeders' Cup Breakfast Marquee. We are positioned down toward the top of the stretch, but the barn area is all the way, at least most of the barns, all the way behind us and on the far side of the racetrack, that backside, as they call it.
We should have sent an Uber for him. That's a long walk.
He would probably prefer a limo.
Well, maybe so, but yeah, probably has a little horse manure on his shoes, right?
Yeah, he'll take what he can get. Stellar Wind, his contender. Boy, she has been so good, and she does have the home court advantage. We're going to ask John about that when he does join us. She's a perfect 3-for-3 since the fourth place finish in last year's distaff, and she does love it here at Del Mar. She's 3-for-3 in her career over this main track. She's won that Grade 1 Clement L. Hirsch on two different occasions, including her last start back on July 30th. And that's interesting, too. She hasn't started since July. We'll ask John his thought process on bringing her in off of that long layoff.
Well, it's kind of her usual pattern. She has lots of breaks in training, and he's done a magnificent job with her. I mean, you look at her past performance chart, and it's unlike many that you'll ever see. I mean, she's run 15 times, has 10 victories, and that stands out immediately. But, you know, the races she runs in, the cheapest, if you want to call it that, race that she has in her chart that she ran in was the Torrey Pines here in 2015,
yep,
right here at Del Mar, August 30th. That was a Grade 3. That was the easiest spot she's competed in. Of course, she won that. And I see John coming down the road now. He made it over here.
Yep.
Not a bead of perspiration.
No, look at that. Yeah. Just strolling along, and John Sadler heading over our way now. Tell you what we'll do. We want to make sure we leave enough time for this interview with John. We'll step away early for this next break. We'll come back. John Sadler is next. It's the Breeders' Cup Countdown presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
Escape to the beautiful island of Barbados, its vibrant culture, exceptional cuisine, and a world of soft adventure. Explore the diversity and tranquility of the island, from horse racing and polo to diving and surfing, from fine dining to historical adventures. Trade the rush for the slow and easy. Come and experience all this island has to offer. Visit jetblue.com/Barbados for special vacation packages. We look forward to welcoming you to the perfect paradise, Barbados.
Wonder what it feels like to be an insider at the world's most exclusive horse races? Are you dreaming about getting in the paddock as a Breeders' Cup owner, but don't know how to get started? Contact West Point Thoroughbreds to get inside the game. Play in a big way, right away, by owning pieces of multiple horses, which can increase your chances of action. West Point has been managing racing partnerships for 26 years. West Point Thoroughbreds, the gold standard in racing partnerships. Go online and learn how you can join a West Point partnership today.
Castleton Lion Stallion Justin Phillip is among the leading freshman sires in North America, with two-year-olds including stakes winner What a Catch.
What a Catch and Morning Breeze, well clear of the others. What a Catch and Morning Breeze down to the line. What a Catch takes the Rockville Center over Morning Breeze.
A grade one winning blue-blooded sprinter, Justin Phillip retired sound with earnings of nearly $1.3 million. To learn more about Justin Phillip, visit CastletonLions.com. This is Mike Penna for NYBreads.com to talk about the contenders that were bred in New York to face the world in the Breeders' Cup. Giant Expectations looks to improve on his stakes win here in California with a winning performance in the Dirt Mile. Mind Your Biscuits could earn his third grade one in the sprint, and we'll be watching to see if Disco Partner can set another world record in the turf sprint. Highway Star is already a grade one star who will try to add the Filly and Mare sprint to her constellation. And Bar of Gold aims to win the same race and bring home the gold to New York.
I'm here with Dr. Jim Chiappetta from Flair Equine Nasal Strips. Jim, is there any scientific data that supports the use of Flair strips in horses?
Mike, actually, there's quite a bit of data. One of the interesting studies that was done is done at Calder Racecourse on 400 horses in training. When the horses wore the nasal strips, they actually had a higher percentage of win. It was about 3.4% higher, as well as they raced back quicker. That means we keep them healthier, we reduce fatigue, and the horses recover quicker.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Gulfstream's championship meet begins Saturday, December 2nd, with the $1.1 million claiming crown, followed the following Saturday, December 9th, by the Caribbean Classic, being held in North America for the first time. The championship meet showcases 18 weekends of world-class racing, highlighted by the world's richest race, the $16 million Pegasus World Cup on January 27th, and the 64th running of the Florida Derby on March 31st. With a record $28.6 million in stakes purses, Gulfstream Park is the place to be this winter.
HRRN is your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Tune in for both days of racing, this Friday beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern and Saturday beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern, for total coverage of every Breeders' Cup race live from Del Mar. Presented by VisitBarbados.org. The Breeders' Cup World Championships, only on HRRN. Go to HorseRacingRadio.net for more information and to listen live.
Hi, this is jockey Emma Jane Wilson, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
They're into the stretch. Money's on. Charlotte has taken the lead. Elate still has no place to go. Asking for Money is there on the outside. Can Elate get through? She's trying to squeeze through a slim opening here and through the eye of a needle. Here she comes. And Elate has charged through to take the lead, and she is taking off for the wire, leaving the others behind. Elate dominates the Beldame. Oh, she was sharp today. She won it by 7. Then Money's on Charlotte and a photo with Eskin for Money and Verb's Tail. The final time was 1 minute 50.21 seconds.
Welcome back to the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Jude Feld, trackside at Del Mar, getting you set for the 34th Breeders' Cup World Championships, which begins in earnest on Friday afternoon with four Breeders' Cup races, nine coming your way on Saturday, and you will hear all 13 of those exclusively with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. If you can't make it to a television to watch the coverage on NBC, well, we've got you covered on the other side of things. Head over to horseracingradio.net, and you can listen worldwide through our website. You can also tune in on SiriusXM Satellite Radio and affiliates across the country. A complete listing and more information is available on our website, horseracingradio.net. Happy to have you back with us. Larry Colmus had the call of the Beldame Elate, just so powerful, so dominant that afternoon. We talked about her. She was on the track a short time ago. She looked pretty good this morning. One person hoping that she may not be quite as sharp on Friday is trainer John Sadler, who sends out Stellar Wind, 5-2 on the morning line, and no doubt one of the fillies to contend with in that Breeders' Cup distaff on Friday. John, welcome, my friend. Happy to have you on board.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to the visit. And, yeah, we mentioned Elate. We heard that race call coming out of the break. She's been very good, but you hold serve with the home court advantage here with Stellar Wind, 3-for-3 at Del Mar.
Yes, this is her fourth start here. She's won her previous starts. She likes it down here, and, you know, it's kind of fun. We marched her right back into the same stall she's been in for the previous 3 years. So we feel good that she's really settled well, and we know she's handled this track every year.
Talk about what you're seeing from her as she comes into this race that gives you confidence. Yeah, she's sitting on a big one.
Well, with her, she's not what I call an A-plus worker. She's like a B-plus, B worker. She doesn't want to work super fast. If you want a good work with her, you got to put her with another horse, and she'll usually outwork them. So we give her some strong gallops, you know, in between races. And she's just generally, I think the term I'd say is she looks like herself. You know, she looks like she's always has. She's in good shape. So we feel good about it.
You've done a magnificent job with her. You look at her form, and you've spaced her races just perfectly. We were talking about it before you came over to the table, and she, the cheapest race, if you want to call it, is a grade three in 2015. She runs against the best all the time. What's the key with that spacing that you use?
Well, we've just been really selective on where we run her. I know she's not a horse to run every 2 weeks, or, you know, she needs spacing between her races, and we've carefully, you know, mapped out her races every year, you know, kind of at the end of the year. And this year is an example. We got historic rains in January and February. You know, the original plan called for her to run in the Santa Margarita, which is the group one at Santa Anita. But we got so much rain, I said, it doesn't make sense for me to send her over, as you know, Jude, a lot of sealed tracks that have been rolled down to rock hard. So I had to kind of miss a little time early this year. So we got her ready for the Apple Blossom instead, which is another great race to win. Even more money than the Santa Margarita. So it worked out well. But, you know, we've been very selective on where we run her, and she's so generous in her efforts. You know, you don't want to run her all the time. I like her to build back up and have her energy level just as high as it could be.
And I guess she responds to that type of regimen?
Yeah,
she responds to it really well.
She does. And she's run with the best all the time. And the few times that she hasn't won, you know, she's always run a good race. You know, for example, last year in the Breeders' Cup, she stood really good. And then the minute they sprung it, she was just kind of stepping back, you know, and kind of missed the break. So terrible timing there. But she still ran a good race. She's fourth, beating a couple of lengths. So she's a really generous mare, and she's a champion. So, you know, we're thrilled with her.
How significant is that home field advantage here, John, for horses that come from the East Coast and other places that she's going to contest on Friday afternoon? How significant is it to have a horse that loves this surface already?
Well, with really good horses and everything in the race is really good, they usually don't need to carry their track around with them. So it may not be as big as people like to think. I mean, really good horses win from bad posts. They win on any surfaces. And this is a quality-laden field. It's a really good group. You got the two older mares that are rock solid. And then you got these three-year-olds that are emerging, you know, Elate and Able Talisman, both very good also. So it's a very good race, and it'll be – you know, who gets a good trip and that sort of thing. But the quality, it's a quality race.
I notice you take her out really early in the morning. Is that her usual routine here at Del Mar? Is that her usual routine during the year?
Yeah, well, we started that a couple of years ago. It was because there's so many horses here in the summer that we thought the track was best at 4:30. So we started taking her at 4:30, and I think it's a tribute, you know, to my crew that they're willing to get up and do that because it's her third year here, and she stayed nice and sound here. So that's what she's. That's her normal routine. When we're back at Santa Anita, she goes in the first set. I just like the track before it's kind of chopped up. So she's been going early all the time. I think she'd go fine later on, but it's the way we've been doing it. So we're on her last race, so we're doing everything the same.
John, you know what's amazing is I was doing some homework getting ready for the race. You have trained countless graded stakes winners, one of the top trainers out here on the West Coast, year in and year out. I was shocked to learn that you're still looking for that elusive Breeders' Cup victory. You haven't gotten one yet. You've been close. Of course, Stellar wins second in 2015 in the Distaff. What would it mean to finally break through, especially here at Del Mar?
Oh, it'd be great. You know, Del Mar's been great to us. I think it's great to have a Breeders' Cup here. You know, I hope we get a little California sun. It'd be fun to win it. You know, I don't take any umbrage with the fact that I'm an ofer in the Breeders' Cup. But as Jude will tell you, you know, most of the horses I've taken to the Breeders' Cup, I've taken up. I mean, I don't think anybody's claimed more horses that end up in the Breeders' Cup. Iotapa, we claimed her for 50. She was third in the Breeders' Cup. So it's, you know, a lot of years I've been in there with maybe the best horse from California. But, you know, I think I was in the 3 years with Goldakova, you know, yeah. One of the great champions of all time.
That's a bit of hard cheese.
So I was third with, you know, What's a Script. I think I had Sydney's Candy in against him 1 year. And, you know, there's just so many
good. Then you hooked Beholder last year.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many good horses, you know, in these races coming from all around the world. So my horses have run well, and I'm very proud of that. And hopefully this is our year.
We go back a long ways, and I can't remember Mel Laird. Did she ever run in the Breeders' Cup, or
no.
Was that before the Breeders' Cup?
I think it was before.
Was it that far? But she was something else, huh? She was fantastic.
Oh, girl. She was fantastic. She was undefeated and probably ran, they said, the third or fourth fastest mile for a filly and mare ever.
John Sadler with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns. John, when you look at Stellar Wind, you look at her running style and her pedigree. She's, of course, a daughter of 2007 Classic winner Curlin. She checks all the boxes, as they like to say, right? She checks all the boxes. Now it's just a matter of putting it all together on the big day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's good at this disc. She has plenty of stamina in her. You know, a mile and eighth is good for her. Might even be better than a mile and 16th. And she's got a good style where she can go up. You know, I think she'd be a little better maybe sitting a little further back than she's had to be lately. But when you race in California, it's kind of speed favoring. And a lot of times, you know, last year and this year, she's been in with a really good quality speed horse. And you're not going to beat those horses if you sit back off them and let them cruise around in front. So Victor has kind of had to ride her a little bit hard to get her up in the race, and then she always seems to grind it out. I've been telling Victor, you know, stop giving me a heart attack. You know, he'll be at the, you know, he'll come back. And say, oh, I knew I had that other one. Stop giving me a heart attack.
He fits her so well. What is that relationship like?
Really good. You know, he'll come out and work her anytime I want him to work her. I think he worked her twice before the Breeders' Cup. And he's a very, you can tell why he's a big race rider. You know, he's very relaxed. He laughs and smiles. And, you know, he doesn't carry an ounce of stress in him. So they made a good team together, and he loves her a lot like the barn does.
You mentioned the California tracks can be speed favoring. Can this racetrack be speed favoring from time to time?
Could be. Yeah, it just depends. You know, we haven't run any races on it this week, and we're coming in fresh like this. So it'll be interesting to see when today and tomorrow how it's playing. You know, but, you know, it's a tight turns, and it's you know, not the longest stretch in the world. So you have to be right there at the quarter pole, in my opinion, you know, to win these big races. So we'll see how it plays. And you know, we had a nice, safe track this summer. I think that's what everybody's foremost concern is. You have a nice, safe event, a nice, safe track. So we'll see how it plays going forward.
Yeah, well said. He's trainer John Sadler. Stellar Wind is his main contender here in the Breeders' Cup Distaff, and we'll see if at 5-2 on the morning line she can put it all together and finally break through in the Distaff. She is very, very good, and she competes on her home track coming up on Friday afternoon. John, really appreciate the visit, my friend. Always fun to catch up, and go get it done.
All right, we'll have a good week, you guys, and hopefully we'll give you some California sun.
There you go.
All right, he's the best, John Sadler. All right, we're going to step away for another quick break. We'll come back. Jeff Canizzo is with the New York Thoroughbred Breeders Association. We're expecting a visit with him and Boyd Browning, the president of Fasig Tipton, set to stop by as well. From Del Mar, this is the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network, your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships.
What's on your mind, kid? Make it fast.
I'd like to work here at Jimmy John's, world's greatest gourmet sandwich shop, sir.
Why do you want to work at Jimmy John's, kid?
I'm perfect for Jimmy John's.
Doing what?
Delivery.
Delivery?
Delivery.
We deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
That's what I heard.
What'd you hear?
You deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
Then you heard right.
I'm a fast study, sir.
You know the Jimmy John's slogan?
The Jimmy John's slogan?
Jimmy John's slogan is sub so fast you'll freak.
Sub so fast you'll freak is a swell slogan, sir.
When people call for a Jimmy John's sandwich, they want it fast.
Then I'm your man, sir.
How so?
Because I'm fast.
Fast at what?
Fast at everything.
Can you deliver fast?
I can deliver fast.
How fast?
I can run a 440 in 220.
Minutes?
No seconds.
That's fast. You deliver before?
I delivered newspapers before.
Were you fast?
Very fast.
How fast?
People got tomorrow's paper today.
That's fast.
So do I have the job?
Not so fast. How do I know you're not just some fast talker?
I can get your references.
When?
Now.
These are good references.
Thank you.
But at Jimmy John's, you got to be more than fast.
More than fast.
You got to be polite.
Fast and polite.
Fast and polite.
I can do fast and polite.
Okay, give me some time to think it over.
Okay.
Okay, I've thought it over. When can you start?
Now.
Now is good. What's your name, kid?
Stefan Avalapadopoulos.
Too long. How about Ed?
That's fine.
Welcome aboard, Ed.
Jimmy John's. Exceptional delivery. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
Breeders' Cup Classic winner Ghost Zapper has enjoyed success as the sire of a Breeders' Cup champion and others who have placed in the championship events. This year, Ghost Zapper is the number one active sire by North American earnings and has sired 10 black type winners, 7 graded stakes winners, as well as a Canadian Classic winner this year. With over $9 million in earnings, Ghost Zapper has sired stakes winners ages 2 to 5 on all surfaces. Learn more at adinastallions.com.
First Samurai. A multiple graded stakes winning son of Giants Causeway, First Samurai boasts 3 grade one winners from his first 3 crops, including Claiborne Farm Stallion Lee. This year, his talented daughter, Miss Sky Warrior, reeled off powerful victories in 4 consecutive graded stakes, including the grade two Devona Dale and Gazelle Stakes. First Samurai at Claiborne Farm.
Hollywood Gaming at Mahoning Valley Racecourse offers live racing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 12:45 p.m. and Saturdays at 12:15 p.m. With 3 pick 3s, 1 pick 4, the Buckeye pick 6, and the High 5, along with 10-cent superfectas in every race. Join us for our premier day of racing, Monday, November 20th, with the $200,000 Still Valley Sprint and the Hollywood Gaming Mahoning Distaff. For more information, visit HollywoodMahoningValley.com.
Join Keeneland Select to bet on racing from around the world, anytime, anywhere. Featuring the best rewards in racing, including Select Pick 4 Hit It and Split It opportunities on Saturdays. Sign up today at KeenelandSelect.com and earn $100 when you bet your first $300. Plus, Keeneland Select invests a portion of its profits back into the sport. Strategize. Analyze. Select. With Keeneland Select.
For over 40 years, buyers, sellers, and breeders alike have turned to TaylorMade for custom-fit solutions. From boarding to breeding to both public and private sales, our dedicated team stands ready to serve you. With expert advice from the Taylor brothers and their experienced team of account managers, you can count on TaylorMade to provide the personalized service you deserve and expect. Visit TaylorMadeFarm.com and discover what the worldwide leader in thoroughbred sales and marketing can do for you.
Dreams do come true. The first Saturday in May, the Kentucky Derby Winner's Circle, the Blanket of Roses, West Point Thoroughbred Partners were there with Always Dreaming. For over 26 years, West Point has delivered premium racing experiences. West Point partners have won over 740 races and earned more than $44 million. West Point Thoroughbreds, the gold standard in racing partnerships. Go online and learn how you can join a West Point partnership today.
Hi, this is Joel Rosario.
Hi, this is Jockey John Court.
Hi, this is Calvin Burrow. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Presented by your Lexington area Jimmy John's.
Your sensation turns for home with the lead. Stormy Liberal loose on the talent between them. Green Mask is under a hand ride, coming up on the outside of them and closing through an opening on the inside is Disco Partner in the center of the course. Holding Gold is coming now. Green Mask has taken the lead. Disco Partner runs with him on the inside and Holding Gold, but it's Disco Partner and Errat Ortiz to win the Jiper Rover Green Mask. Holding Gold was third. Pure Sensation was fourth. And look at that time. 1 minute, 5.67 seconds. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Disco Partner, a new world record in winning the Jiper New York Bred Disco Partner. And he is one of five New York Breds set to compete in this year's Breeders' Cup World Championships. And, boy, was he brilliant that afternoon. And so many of those New York Bred runners we'll see over the 2 days have been brilliant as well. Keep in mind that New York Breds have already garnered a couple of victories in the Breeders' Cup over the years. They had Day at the Spa, Philly Amer Turf winner in 2014, and London Bridge, who won the marathon in 2013, and hoping that one of the five, or maybe two or three, or maybe even all five, can add to that total coming up here over the championship days. Joined now by the executive director of the New York Thoroughbred Breeders, that is our good friend Jeff Canizzo. Jeff, first of all, congratulations on all the success of the program, and congratulations on getting five New York Breds here, several of them by New York sires. Pretty cool.
It is very cool, and four of the five are by New York sires, as you said, and it just goes to show where the quality of the program has come.
Yeah,
so,
incredible.
Yeah, it's such a great program, and people need to take advantage of it. I always tell people, if I was a rich guy, I'd buy all New York Breds, and I firmly believe that. I've told you that personally, too. I just, when I'm handicapping and I look at the races and I see how much money these New York Breds are making, and the quality has just increased over the years. Day at the Spa was one of my favorite horses, and she really put me onto the New York Bred thing. And then after that, it's just been straight up. I mean, you guys are just doing a great job.
Yeah, it really is a testament of the people that are involved in New York and where they've come. And, you know, we're seeing it here, Breeders' Cup weekend, year in and year out. And I think it's going to be exciting. You know, you talk about you know, people that are buying New York Bred horses, and it's happening, you know, worldwide. You know, we look at a horse like Great Expectations, right, who's by Frost Giant and New York Stallion. He's sold and bought, and he's actually running here in California.
Yep.
But they've taken advantage of our program and run some New York Bred stakes back home and at Belmont. So it's really exciting to watch, and I think it's certainly going to grow as we go forward, too.
What do you remember about that Jiper performance by Disco Partner? Were you there that day?
I was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at the time and you're like, is that accurate? did that really happen? And it's just amazing, you know. And, he's the son of Disco Rico, obviously, who is probably one of the most underrated stallions ever stand.
Yeah, right on cue, by the way. For those watching on the video feed of this show, Disco Partner has made his way onto the main track now. An absolutely gorgeous gray. He is standing there now in the Christophe Clément saddle towel. He's got the number 603 on his saddle towel. All the Breeders' Cup horses are numbered so you can follow along, and fans can, you know, follow along easier with who's who. But you can't miss Disco Partner.
You know, he's a special horse, and obviously he's fast. You know, they stretched him out to a mile and whatnot, and are cutting him back. And I think he's probably got, in my opinion, the best shot of our contingent of really showing, you know, what he's worth. And I'm excited to see him, and I'd love to see him win, obviously. So,
good looking horse,
beautiful horse. Nice. Christoph has done a great job with him too.
Yeah, he certainly has, and he's got some ace bandages on and some bell boots. He looks like he's just gonna do a little jogging this morning, but he's got his hair all braided for the big day. he's ready to roll.
You know, so. I mentioned when we had John Sadler on a short time ago that I was shocked to learn that John has not won a Breeders' Cup race, because it seems like he had to have, right? Well, neither has Christoph. Christoph's still looking for that first win, which is
mind-boggling. That's absolutely, well, this might be it, you know, and I'd love to see him do it with a New York Bred. And you know, actually, the breeders and owners, the Generazios, you know, talk about a staple in New York from a breeding and owning perspective, that they've bred so many good horses year in and year out, and I'm very happy to see them here in the Breeders' Cup.
You know, you have another one by the name of Giant Expectations, who has proven to be the real deal, and he's winning out here in California. He's winning graded stakes against open company, so he's a major player in this year's Breeders' Cup, too, and he's another one. I can remember talking to the folks at Sunrise Stallions in New York earlier this year. He's by a New York stallion in Frost Giant, and this might be the best Frost Giant that we've seen in some time.
I think so, you know, and it's great for him to showcase what, you know, he can do, and, you know, what the kind of foals he can actually have. And, you know, for him to be on the West Coast, it's nice to see, you know, a New York sired horse that's racing out here. And, in the mile, I think, you know, he's very live, you know, and he's got as good a shot as anybody. And at the same time, you know, Sharp Azteca is by Freud, right? He's one of, you know, the only Freuds who are not actually New York bred, but, you know, he's a progeny of Freud, and if not, you know, the best Freud to race, you know, obviously the top two. So it's kind of exciting in the mile as well.
Yep. Mind Your Biscuits coming back with a rematch with Dre Fong in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Has to make up 8 lengths from the Forgo at Saratoga, but he was gaining last year in the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
He was. He definitely was. And, you know, and he's done so much in the last 2 years, and hopefully he can come out with a bang here this weekend you know, to win in Dubai and everything that he's, you know, he's accomplished, and, you know, he's just, you know, a freak of nature.
Was that the first New York bred to win in Dubai?
Yes. Yes.
No kidding.
Special. Really, really special to see what he did. And again, this is the state of our program.
Yep.
Is that we're winning grade one races, you know, not in the United States, around the world. And again, it's a testament of the quality of the program and where it's gone. And I think that's the difference between, you know, we talk about these regional programs, you know, there's so many regions that have various programs now and incentives and trying to lure people into to be breeding there in you know, each state. And in New York, the difference is that we're continuing, you know, our success is based on the quality of what's happening. And I think that's really what everyone should strive for, is that we don't want to be considered a regional program. And you know, we don't want, the fact that it has NY attached to the end of the name should really be irrelevant, other than the fact that it's just added value for that horse. So, you know, performing and winning Breeders' Cup races is really what I think everyone that's breeding and owning should strive for.
Are you able, Jeff, to put your finger on one or two things and say, okay, this is the reason that this program has gotten to the level that it is now?
Well, realistically, it's based on money. You know, it's based on that added value that a New York bred could have in racing. When you have a $44 million restricted pool of money available to the horses in New York State, and you have an $8.5 million stakes program of 60-plus stakes races to just New York breds, it creates this marketplace in our bloodstock industry such that owners are looking to buy these types of horses. And by doing so, it in return has created a demand for breeders to actually breed a better horse, and that's what we've seen happen. We have people from all over the country that are taking part in our program and dropping foals in New York and breeding to our stallions and racing in New York State. So it's a win-win for everyone involved. But it comes down to monetary incentives to be doing so. And New York is offering them.
What are the incentives for the breeders of New York breds?
So we have, it's essentially an annuity program, where if you are the breeder on record of a foal, which is basically when the foal drops in state, you get paid a percentage for however that foal does on the racetrack. So you actually have to perform. It's not just a subsidy that you're getting just for breeding. It's you got to breed a horse that can win and hit the board. So first through third, if it's New York sired, it's essentially 30% for a win. If it's out of state sired, it's 15% or half. And then second and third is half of those. So it's first through third, you're getting a percentage of the purse money for the longevity and racing career of that foal, as long as it's racing in New York State.
Talking with Jeff Canizzo, who is the executive director of the New York Thoroughbred Breeders. 5 New York breds set to go to the post in this year's Breeders' Cup World Championships. Jeff, rightfully so, we focus on all of the positive things that are happening with that New York bred program. But when you look ahead down the road 2, 3, 4 years, what are some of the main challenges facing the program in terms of trying to grow it to even greater heights?
You know, it's interesting is that our success is become a component of somewhat difficulty or challenging for the people involved, is that it's so competitive now, right? And so many different people are involved at different scales. So being able to get into certain sales based on pedigrees and you know, confirmation and whatnot, it's become extremely competitive. So, you know, it's almost like we're upping the bar for everyone involved in the state to do better. And I think that's one of the challenges for, you know, generally for the people there, is that they continue to have to up their game, which is a good problem, obviously. Yeah. To have, you know, and just nationally, you know, New York, the same issues that nationally that we face everywhere, and obviously in our program too. But You know, with the shrinking full crop sizes and nationally, and you know, the number of races we're running, and you know, field size and handle and whatnot. So there's a lot of things that trickle down to our program that everyone else is facing as well.
You bring up the sales. We're going to be joined here in just a couple of minutes on the show by Boyd Browning, who is the president of Phasic Tipton. Each year we have the chance to broadcast the Phasic Tipton Saratoga sale, which is an open sale. And then following that, they have the Phasic Tipton New York bread sale. And what we're seeing is we're seeing New York breads selling in the select sale prior to the actual New York bread sale and coming close, if not being the session topper on a couple of those nights. And then we're seeing the New York bread sale be extremely strong, too. So it's getting even more difficult to buy a New York bread because the prices are going so high, which is, again, a great problem.
It is. And, you know, and it's like we continue to set records year in and year out. And I get asked the same question every year. I'm sure Boyd does, too, is what, how are you going to perform this year? And, you know, every year I get a little skeptical. Like, well, we're going to do better than last year, but we keep doing it. And
yeah,
we set records again this summer, both in the select and in the open sale. And I think that's one of the other areas that breeders now in New York are facing, is that we're raising the bar so much that the quality of the horses that we have couldn't sell in the open sale in Saratoga, and people have to face that decision of, do I want to put the horse in this sale, or do I want to go back into my pool of New York bred preferred horses? And it's obviously a tough question, and it's a good one that I think everyone has to face. So,
yeah, Jeff, we'll keep it rolling. Good luck with the New York breds here in the Breeders' Cup World Championships, and let's go get it done.
I think so. Hopefully we will. Thanks,
partner. Appreciate it. Jeff Canizzo, the executive director of the New York Thoroughbred Breeders, with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network and Breakfast at Breeders' Cup, the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns. We'll get to another break. We'll come back. Boyd Browning, the president of Phasic Tipton, is in the on-deck circle. He'll join us next. Stay with us. This is the Breeders' Cup Countdown, presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way.
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What do we do?
Leave it to me, sir. Hello, boss. Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's.
Come in. Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Jimmy John's. Exceptional delivery. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
Airdrie Stud is proud to introduce the brilliantly talented American Freedom for the 2018 breeding season. The last top son of the great Sire of Sires pulpit, American Freedom was a sensational graded stakes winner, defeating all three classic winners of his generation, while besting the great Gunrunner both times they met. His Hall of Fame trainer, Bob Baffert, said, quote, "American Freedom was a freak. He had more natural talent than most Grade 1 winners I've trained." Airdrie Stud's newest sensation, American Freedom. Think about it.
Hello, this is Stuart Morris. I spent the last 30 years of my life in the thoroughbred industry. I've been fortunate to be surrounded by great mentors and great clientele base and phenomenal horses as I've come up. I started out with my father at High Clear and was fortunate to raise Silver Bullet Day. Sold the likes of Captain Steve and Silver Bullet Day. 3 years ago, I started my own consignment and have been very fortunate to have a lot of success in a short amount of time due to the great clientele base I have and the good folks that send me really quality horses that are raised the right way and get into good hands for us. We hang our shingle at most every sale east of the Mississippi River, and we hope to see you somewhere to buy your next stake horse at Stuart Morris Consignment.
Join us on HRRN for Zia Park's 5th annual Land of Enchantment Day on Wednesday, November 22nd, featuring a total of 9 thoroughbred and quarter horse stakes races worth nearly $1.3 million in purses. Headlined by the $300,000 Zia Park Oaks, the $200,000 Zia Derby, and the $150,000 Zia Park Championship, with nominations for all stakes closing Monday, November 6th. First post on Land of Enchantment Day is 12:10 Mountain Time, 2:10 Eastern Time. For more information, visit ZiaParkCasino.com.
On November 6th, the stars will align in one spectacular session. One evening, one book.
featuring four Breeders' Cup winners, three Eclipse champions, and selected weanlings by the hottest sires. Plus more than 50 graded stakes winners and producers, with nearly half of those being Grade 1s. With a catalog this rich in quality, you'll leave no page unturned. The world's premier breeding stock event, the November sale at Facing Tipton, November 6th in Lexington, Kentucky. Where will you be?
Windstar Farm presents Exaggerator.
Exaggerator, he was the extreme racehorse. He showed up to every big race, you know, on different tracks against all the horses, you know, and prevailed in three Group 1s. And he retired sound and fit and healthy, you know, as a three-time Group 1 winning three-year-old. You couldn't ask for much more. We've accumulated a great group of Group 1 winning and Group 2 winning, producing and racing quality mares. So that's a quality mare that we felt he deserved and what we sent him.
Standing at Windstar Farm.
HRRN is your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Tune in for both days of racing. This Friday beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern and Saturday beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern for total coverage of every Breeders' Cup race live from Del Mar. Presented by VisitBarbados.org. The Breeders' Cup World Championships, only on HRRN. Go to HorseRacingRadio.net for more information and to listen live.
Hey, it's Corey Lannery. You listen to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Presented by your Lexington area Jimmy Johns.
And Teppan just off the leader's flank in second, top of the stretch. A gap of two more to Tourist, who swings to the outside third. Mashawish is fourth in the center of the course. Grand Arch fifth back toward the inside. And then Impassable. Teppan has taken the lead, coming past the eighth pole. Obviously second, Grand Arch is coming late from third. But Teppan has a five-length margin and deep stretch. It is Teppan with Julian Leperoux. Mondial Least runs late to second. But Teppan has won the Breeders' Cup Mile. Mondial Least second, Grand Arch third. Mashawish was fourth in 1:36 3/5 seconds.
Kurt Becker with the call of that memorable Breeders' Cup Mile at Keeneland. That was Teppan getting the victory that afternoon. Teppan, one of the stars that we're going to see go under the gavel at the Fasig Tipton November sale in Lexington, Kentucky. That takes place next Monday, November 6th, and boy, what a catalog it is. And so many of the Breeders' Cup horses that we're going to see compete over the 2 days will be making their way to Lexington to be sold. And if it's not them, it's going to be horses connected to them, half-sisters, half-brothers, full-brothers, full-sisters. It's going to be incredible, and it all takes place at Fasig Tipton on Monday, November 6th. Welcome back to the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns, Mike Pennant, Jude Feld. We are indeed live from Del Mar. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning as well, 7 to 10 a.m. Pacific. That kicks off at 10 a.m. Eastern, obviously, and really happy to have you with us as we take you along and get you ready for the 34th World Championships. Well, Boyd Browning is with us now. He is the president of Fasig Tipton, and he looks pretty relaxed at the moment, but come next Monday, you might see a different side of Boyd. Boyd, welcome. Good morning.
Well, thanks for that introduction.
the pressure, you're calm as a cucumber right now, but the pressure begins to build as you get toward 4 p.m. On Monday.
Well, it really does. I mean, it's our Super Bowl Monday. It's our biggest sale of the year. It's a unique opportunity for us to have, you know, truly some of the elite of the elite being offered for sale on Monday night. Great catalog we've been able to put together this year. We've been, you know, support that we've received from owners and consigners has been remarkable. The sales, it's a special sale. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of energy. The quality, I think, this year from top to bottom is as good as we've ever had. We've obviously got a few exceptional fillies and mares in the catalog that will be offered, but the depth of the catalog is probably one of the things that we're most proud of as well.
Yeah, Teppan, maybe one of the most accomplished turf females ever to be sold at Fasig Tipton, right?
Yeah, well, right up maybe there. I would say one of the most accomplished turf female ever be offered in America.
Yeah.
Just at our sale. I mean, when you look at her credentials and her qualities, and I think you could make the same argument for Songbird. You know, these are two just remarkable fillies and mares that were on a racetrack. They're particularly meaningful to us because they're both Saratoga graduates also. So, I mean, we've literally had an involvement with them since we saw them on the farms as yearlings. and to be able to watch and enjoy, you know, we're like everybody else. We're fans. When Songbird's coming down the lane and looking like she's going to win a grade one, you know, I'm out of my patio or in the race at the racetrack screaming like a fan. Somebody says, you know, what happened? You know, do you own that horse? I was like, no, we just sold her. And they looked at you like, you know, you're crazy. Like, why are you so excited? And it's like, it's what we get up in the morning to do. And then to have the opportunity to sell them at the conclusion of their initial careers, you know, obviously Teppins and Foal to Curlin and Songbird's coming off the racetrack. But it's really a special.
I want to go back and correct something I said earlier in the show. Abel Tasman was on the track, and I mentioned that Abel Tasman was heading to Lexington to be sold next week in that sale. That is actually not true. Abel Tasman isn't going, but you do have the half-sister to Abel Tasman.
We've got a beautiful stakes-performing half-sister to Abel Tasman in a sale that should prove to be very popular also. But, you know, we'll wish to Abel Tasman a lot of success this weekend. And, you know, we're going to have a sale in 2018, have a sale in 2019 and 20 and so forth. So
plant the seed.
We'll
now.
Certainly, yeah. You would be correct in assuming we might have had a few conversations already, and we'll continue to have those just to express our interest in, you know, the special horses. It's kind of fun.
One of the cool things about that sale, I think, is the catalog. The catalog itself. I mean, it's always got some of the best female horses in the world in it, and it's like a coffee table book. There's pictures of the horses and their pedigrees. It's just a gorgeous thing. Just to sit there and read it, and you start to drool a little bit and wish you had more money.
It is. It's special, and that's one of the reasons that we do the catalog the way that it is. And we're fortunate that it's the size of the catalog is such that we can do that. But, you know, essentially the catalog, each horse has has a story to tell. And we try to tell that story as best that we can. And it's not just the catalog. Basically, you can go to our website on each offering, and you can get race replays. You can get past performances. You can have pedigree. You can find a pedigree analysis for every mare, every info mare, every broodmare, filly racing broodmare prospect that's in the catalog. It is special, and we try to make it special and provide as much information as we can to potential buyers out there. And it's you know, there's a collection of those sitting around. They're not on my coffee table, but they're in my office, and it's something we're really proud of. And these horses merit the extra effort and attention on our part.
Altogether, 22 Breeders' Cup contenders or their connections, meaning that there will be a half-sister, half-brother to one of those horses, will be sold at the Fasig Tipton November sale on November 6th, at least be offered to be sold. And if you're wondering about the contenders that we'll see that will be heading to Lexington to be sold after this, you have Decita, the Chilean bred, Finest City, Finley's Lucky Charm. I'm going to take a shot. Pied Eye Bianchi. Did I get it right?
Pretty close.
Yeah, close enough.
You're an Italian.
Right. Yeah, I'm a fake Italian, remember? My wife always tells me I'm a fake Italian. Sky Diamonds and Zipessa all set to go under the gavel at Fasig Tipton. That's an impressive roster right there, Boyd.
Oh, that's a really, really fine group of fillies and mares, and we're hoping for a few dead heats.
I can imagine that you probably would be. When you think about this sale and the success that it has had over the years and where you've gotten it to now, what are you most proud of?
You know, I just think the consistency. It's a 365-day-a-year catalog you work on. You know, I think the reality is that all of us in the racing business, the thoroughbred business, if there's any duration in it, it's because we have a passion for it. You all have a passion for what you do. I mean, you get up in the morning and, you know, your neighbors think you're crazier than I'll get out when you get up and you're, like, excited because you're going to the racetrack at 5 o'clock in the morning. My neighbors look at me like I've absolutely lost my mind most of the time. They say, you know, like. But I think as an organization, we've got a group of men and women who love going to work, who are excited about having the opportunity to interact with some of the finest horses in the world. And I think that the constant, consistent effort that we try to make and we try to present to buyers, sellers, the level of customer service is what we're probably the most proud of. And, you know, we'll be excited Monday night and, you know, hopefully we'll have a magnificent sale. And Tuesday morning we'll start working on next year. There's already, you know, they all laugh at me in my office. I've got whiteboards and they all think I'm crazy, and they're probably right. But, you know, we've got, you know, a list of candidates already for 2018 and maybe a few for 2019. So, but it's a team effort. You know, you look through, I go through the catalog and say, you know, how did we get this one and who helped there? And you look up and it's a collective effort from a large number of people who are dedicated professionals associated with Fasig Tipton.
Where did your passion come from for the sport?
You know, mine's different. My story is fairly unique. My family really wasn't in the horse business. I started out as a CPA in a public accounting firm and went to work for Fasig Tipton, I'm not going to even admit, but almost 30 years ago. I used to go to Keeneland when I was a child. My grandfather and I'd go on spring break. We'd pull up in the worst car in the world. He was a smooth operator. He'd pawn the guy, the parking guy, and he'd pay $5, and we'd get the best parking spot, and we'd take two lawn chairs in there. And we'd lay in bed the night before and handicap and talk about, you know, who do you like in this race? And, you always got to play the speed. Speed kills. But I've fallen in love with the game since I've been at Fasig Tipton, and it was a gradual transition. It's the people. The horses are magnificent, obviously, but it's the – you know, we get to interact with a wide variety of characters. My wife kind of laughs at the phone. She's like, you know, you're on the phone, and, you know, the nicknames, the people that you're dealing with, she's like, you know, you don't deal with, you know, the traditional, hello, Jim, hello, John. It's like, you know, there's a, and the conversation.
Scooter.
Yeah, right. It's different. But it's – It's the people and the opportunity. I think we can all recognize, you know, greatness when you see it. And it's hard to describe it, but, you know, you see a horse like Songbird, and she takes your breath away, both at the end of the shank and watching her perform. And you watch, you know, the World Series this year. It's been remarkable. You see greatness, and you know greatness when you see it. And, you know, it's why I was up at 1:30 on Sunday morning / Monday morning, because it was a great baseball game. We're going to see some great races Friday and Saturday. And it gets your heart pumping. It gets you enthusiastic. It's hard to describe when you got hooked. But once you're hooked, you know you're hooked.
Right.
So,
right. Do you have a favorite Breeders' Cup memory?
One of my favorites, and it would be early on, would have been Vindication's win as a 2-year-old at Arlington. We really went to the mat for Vindication as a yearling. I mean, I can tell you, we went to the mat hustling that horse and recruiting that horse. And it was at a time, you know, when Fasig's position in the marketplace probably wasn't as strong as it is now. And he sold for a lot of money as a yearling, which was great. And then he obviously performed exceptionally well on a racetrack. So that would be one of the most kind of meaningful ones. Watching the distaff last year, we had sold Songbird and Mr. Porter's is a friend. He's a great customer, but more than that, he's a friend. And just, you know, like watching those two lay it all on the line. I mean, lay it all on the line was, you know, remarkable. There's a part of me that wishes the head bob had gone a little differently. but I think that everyone, you know, once again, it was greatness. I mean, we saw two great horses hook up and give everything they had. And it was an awe-inspiring, you know, performance. It's one of those ones that you'll never forget, seeing the two of them come down there, you know, both of them giving every single ounce of energy and effort and courage that they had. And it was a shame one of them had to lose. So that was, you know, it was still a special race. And hopefully we'll see a few more spectacular races over this weekend. I'm sure we will.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. And we'll see some fireworks in Lexington, Kentucky on Monday, November 6th. 4 p.m. is when that November sale starts at the Fasig Tipton Sales Pavilion. Make sure you are there. And, boy, can't thank you enough for all your support. What we do here on the network, we can't do it without you. And really appreciate you stopping by this morning. Enjoyable visit.
Well, thank you. And you know, we appreciate your all's passion. As I said, you all love what you do. And it's conveyed through, you know, the programs that you all put on. We're proud to be a part of it and hope we can all keep doing it for a long time.
Thanks, my friend. Okay. Boyd Browning, right. President of Fasig Tipton. We'll step away for one more break. When we come back, jockey Jose Ortiz will step into the guest chair, and we'll look forward to that visit. That's next from Del Mar. This is the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network, your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships.
Escape to the beautiful island of Barbados. Its vibrant culture, exceptional cuisine, and a world of soft adventure. Explore the diversity and tranquility of the island, from horse racing and polo to diving and surfing, from fine dining to historical adventures. Trade the rush for the slow and easy. Come and experience all this island has to offer. Visit jetblue.com/Barbados for special vacation packages. We look forward to welcoming you to the perfect paradise, Barbados.
Castleton Lion Stallion Gio Ponti, a 7-time Grade 1 winner whose offspring continue to prove they can run on any surface at any distance. Gio Ponti is the sire of Queen's Plate winner Sir Dudley Diggs and the brilliant Eclipse Award-winning sprinter Drey Fong.
Drey Fong's the leader. Drey Fong has won.
Drey Fong returned with an impressive win in this year's Grade 1 Forgo and is once again the favorite to defend his title in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Learn more about Gio Ponti at CastletonLions.com.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
This is Mike Penna for NYBreads.com to talk about the contenders that were bred in New York to face the world in the Breeders' Cup. Giant Expectations looks to improve on his stakes win here in California with a winning performance in the Dirt Mile. Mind Your Biscuits could earn his third Grade 1 in the sprint, and we'll be watching to see if Disco Partner can set another world record in the turf sprint. Highway Star is already a Grade 1 star who will try to add the Filly and Mare sprint to her constellation. And Bar of Gold aims to win the same race and bring home the gold to New York.
Gulfstream's championship meet begins Saturday, December 2nd with the $1.1 million claiming crown, followed the following Saturday, December 9th by the Caribbean Classic, being held in North America for the first time. The championship meet showcases 18 weekends of world-class racing, highlighted by the world's richest race, the $16 million Pegasus World Cup on January 27th and the 64th running of the Florida Derby on March 31st. With a record $28.6 million in stakes purses, Gulfstream Park is the place to be this winter.
Hey, Mikey, guess what I've been up to?
What's that, Joey?
I've been telling everyone I know they should bet the Breeders' Cup on Express Bet.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe, and it couldn't be a better time to sign up.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Three reasons. 500, 100, and 20.
Those your picks?
No, Joey, and it ain't no pick three either. Those are bonuses new customers pick when they sign up with Express Bet.
Now, that's what I call a bankroll booster. But what about for old-timers, like us?
Joe, you can always bet on ExpressBet to take care of us. They got big rewards promotions for loyal customers and a free wager guide with stats, trends, analysis, picks, and betting strategies so even you can bet like an expert.
Nice. That's why I tell everybody, however you like to bet, always bet on ExpressBet.
You got it, Joe. I'm telling you, with ExpressBet, you're a smarter bettor and a smarter person.
Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.
HRRN is your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Tune in for both days of racing. This Friday, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern, and Saturday, beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern, for total coverage of every Breeders' Cup race, live from Del Mar. Presented by VisitBarbados.org. The Breeders' Cup World Championships, only on HRRN. Go to HorseRacingRadio.net for more information and to listen live.
Hi, this is Doug O'Neill. My favorite radio show is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Presented by your Lexington-area Jimmy Johns.
Good Samaritan obliged to travel very deep past the quarter pole with six or seven lengths to pick up. Oscar Performance, the new leader at the 3/16 pole, getting the head and now the body in front from the early leader, well-abled. Then Lancaster Bomber and Good Samaritan running home well, but Oscar Performance is well clear. In second spot, Lancaster Bomber. And then Good Samaritan, but Oscar Performance has won it by a length and a half. Lancaster Bomber second, ahead in front of Good Samaritan, and Ticonderoga finishing furiously into the superfecta.
Welcome back to the Breeders' Cup Countdown, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns. And
Michael Rona with the call of last year's Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. That was Oscar Performance getting the victory. The first and still only Breeders' Cup victory for our next guest. That is jockey Jose Ortiz, who is making his way to the set now. We'll slide him into the chair momentarily. But, Jude, that was such an unbelievable performance. And now you look at what Jose Ortiz has been able to accomplish. Already one of the top jockeys in the country last year. He just continues to get better and better and better.
Yeah, he's a very talented young guy and does a great job. I think he might be the best turf rider in the United States right now. He really seems to be savvy as to placement of his horses and puts them in the right spot all the time and gets a lot of victories on the grass.
Yeah, Jose standing by. He'll be with us here momentarily. And he has a mount, how about this, Jude, in every single Breeders' Cup race. So he's going to be very, very busy. And he's been walking around here with his new wife, Taylor Rice, and their baby. And, yeah, really excited to get a chance to visit with Jose. He is making his way over here now. There he is.
And we
Jose!
Get him mic'd up here.
There we go. Que pasa, amigo?
How are you guys?
Good. You didn't know I was going to start in Spanish, did you? That's as far as I can go, by the way.
That's it.
Anything after that, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. Very good. How
yeah?
are you guys?
Good. Good. We just had a little rejoin clip coming out of the break of Oscar Performance winning that Juvenile Turf last year, your first Breeders' Cup victory. That had to be really special.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's like winning the World Series, you know. It's great weekend of racing and I was very happy to win one Breeders' Cup. I mean, hopefully I can keep winning.
Can you put into words what that feeling was like when you crossed the finish line there last year?
Just amazing. I mean, it's not you're not just riding for yourself. You're riding for America as well. We got a lot of horses from England and stuff. So it was kind of cool. It was very cool to win the Breeders' Cup last year and it's been even better keep going with Oscar Performance and see his development. And this year we will see if he'll be able to go 1.5 miles with the older boys.
What do you think? Can he do it?
Yeah, he can. He ran very well last time. And he won the Secretaria with 3 years, but going 1.25 miles. And that day he ran faster than the Arlington Million horses. And he ran very well last time. Very uncomfortable trip for him. It wasn't his best trip, but we figured it out this time.
And that race should make him stronger and fitter for the
I think
the
so, yeah. He got the distance already on him for first time, the 1.5 miles. And he never quit on me. He lost second by a nose, and Beach Patrol ran really well. He had a great trip. I tried to follow him the whole way, but my horse don't like to be, you know, inside. And he'd be better on the lead or in the clear, and we got a good post for that, the 13. I think it's a little bit too far out, but it's not bad for him.
When you have a horse like him that does have some pretty good early speed, as a jockey, how do you make sure that you're doling out that speed and doing it the right way so that when he hits the stretch, he has enough left to finish really well, too? How do you do it?
I mean, I just go with the flow. If he break well, I just let him get to the one position that he feels comfortable, that he's relaxed and he's comfortable, and I'm comfortable with it. If it doesn't break too well, so you have to, then you have to manage how much do you want to use as early so you don't get out of horse in the last quarter of a mile. That is the most important part of the race.
You're such a good turf rider. You always seem to position your horses in the right spot. How did you learn that?
Obviously, as much as you ride, as much as you learn. So I just learned that wherever the horse is comfortable on the turf, he's comfortable. Just don't go too much by the paper or try to put him where the paper say he should be. I think it's better let him break and let him relax, and then he will always give you a good run in the last quarter of a mile. Ramon Dominguez told me that one time, and I think
nobody better.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny, Jose, when I wouldn't say funny, but it's great to see that you have a mount now in every single Breeders' Cup race. You're going to be a very busy man over these 2 days, which is exactly what you want. But when you're preparing to ride these horses in the Breeders' Cup, how do you do it? Are you watching video? Are you studying the racing form? Take us through your preparation.
So most of them I've been riding them. So the few that I have never rode, so then I went to see, going to watch videos of them, and obviously the paper will tell me. I mean, it's very big fields, so you just gotta try to have a good break and put it in the best position you can. I mean, but just with the one I never rode before, but the one I know, so I don't watch the replay, or I watch it, but not as much. I'm just.
You sound like a professional football coach, right? Or a professional athlete, where they just say, and you are a professional athlete, but you'll see it in other sports where they say, we only worry about what we can control. You can't worry about the other horses and what they're going to do. You can only worry about your horse and what they're going to do. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah.
And you seem more like a natural rider than a planner. You know, like Johnny Velasquez, he knows if he breaks slow, he's going to do this. If he breaks good, he's going to do this. But you just seem like you just relax and let the horse tell you what to do. Is that a good description?
Yeah, I mean.
I know you have to listen to trainers, you know, but.
Yeah, I do. I do my homework very good, and I try to put the horses in the best position for them to win. But some of them, you just got to let them what they want to do. I mean, you got to put the hands down, let them relax wherever they're comfortable, they're comfortable. They on the lead comfortable, they break run, and they're comfortable there, even if you're not supposed to be there, so. You don't want to strangle them back.
It's a game of real estate.
Exactly. Let it be. And if he relaxed the first part of the race, the second part of the race, he will give you what he had.
There was racing here at Del Mar starting today. Are you going to get a chance to ride a couple of races here? Because
you've
never been,
today,
right?
Yeah, I ride one today. It was originally with me on the paper, but Godolphin have contract with William Buick. So they told me that William was going to ride the horse, and I say, okay, no problem. I understand. It's part of the game. He got contract with you guys.
Yeah, you don't want to irritate them.
Yeah. But they found out later on that William can ride. I think he got days until today, so I'll be able to ride the horse today, the fifth race.
You know, Jose, this has been quite a year for you, visiting with Jose Ortiz, who has won, more than 240 races here in 2017. You come off of a 2016 campaign where you were lights out, and it just continues to get better. But in your personal life, some changes, too. You got married this year to the beautiful Taylor Rice, who is now Taylor Ortiz, mm-hmm. and you welcomed the beautiful new baby to the world. Talk about everything that's been happening with you on the personal side of things.
It's been great. Mary Taylor, she's great, and we have a baby now. She's 4 months old. Her name is Leilani. She's beautiful and a great baby. She sleeps very well.
Already?
Yeah, she sleeps all night. And
she knows her dad has to get up early and work.
I mean, my personal life been very good. My family's home with me, which is the most important thing, and just go out there and do my thing in the business life.
Yeah, you mentioned your family. You're a native of Puerto Rico, and we know the devastation that Puerto Rico has experienced because of the hurricanes. Is all your family safe? Are they here with you? Or
yeah, everybody's okay. My family is still there, and friends, they just got no power, but they got water and stuff, so it's good. The power with a generator, you can fix that. So it's not the tough part is to find the gasoline. And my mom, dad, my grandparents are with us. So that's the most important thing.
We've seen so many athletes in other sports doing things to help Puerto Rico, especially athletes that are from Puerto Rico. Have you done a few things over the past couple of months to try to help people over there too?
Yeah, we try to help, send a few generators, water and stuff. That's the most you can do. I mean, can't do much.
Jose Ortiz with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Looking forward to seeing him in 13 Breeders' Cup races. And, again, his little girl will be watching. That has to be special to be. I know she can't quite comprehend what Daddy's doing yet, but it has to be special to have her here with you through these 2 days, right?
Exactly, yeah. You probably don't know, but you will know.
Yeah.
She'll go back and watch. Yeah. She will for sure.
Let's get her a few pictures.
How about your brother? When's he coming out? Is he already here?
Getting in today.
He is, okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's it like riding against him? Fun?
Yeah, normal, like everybody else. Like anybody else I ride with. He's very competitive, but he's good to ride with, and I have learned a lot from him. He teaches me everything, basically everything I know. So Oh, it's very fun.
You're the best, my friend. Thank you for coming by for a little bit. Appreciate the visit. All the best. And every time you get a leg up, safe trip.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. He's jockey Jose Ortiz and one of the best in the business. And JT, when you think about everything that he's accomplished, right? I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's a meteoric rise to stardom. And it was a great rivalry last year at Saratoga when you and your brother were fighting it out for the leading rider. I told everybody you were going to win. I was betting on you like crazy. And, you know, it's fantastic. One thing before you go, you sometimes ride at night, too. I mean, you're like a wild man. You never stop.
When I have to. We're trying to take it easy now because the end of the year, the Breeders' Cup and everything. But
so you're going to back off a little bit now after the Breeders' Cup?
Yeah. No, yeah, we already did. Before Saratoga, we were riding Monday, Tuesday. I go to Prescott and ride because my wife's family is from there. They're all there. I mean, Wayne Rice is her father that trains. Her uncles, her two brothers trains over there. So I go over there and ride for them, and she go with me, and we spend time with the other side of the family, which
nice.
Is good too.
Yeah.
And I ride a couple, win a couple if I can, and I mean, just fun.
Good job.
If I could ride the 7 days, I'd ride the 7 days. It don't really make me too tired. I mean,
you don't feel like it's work.
No. I just do what I like, and it's great. I mean, just blessed to be able to do what you love, and if I can do it, if I have to do the 7 days for the week, I will.
Yeah, one of the true good guys in the sport, Jose Ortiz. Jose, appreciate the visit, bud.
All right, thank you.
All right, JT, we're going to go ahead and step away for one final break. We'll come back here with more. From Del Mar, this is the Breeders' Cup Countdown on the Horse Racing Radio Network, your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup.
Escape to the beautiful island of Barbados. Its vibrant culture, exceptional cuisine, and a world of soft adventure. Explore the diversity and tranquility of the island, from horse racing and polo to diving and surfing, from fine dining to historical adventures. Trade the rush for the slow and easy. Come and experience all this island has to offer. Visit jetblue.com/Barbados for special vacation packages. We look forward to welcoming you to the perfect paradise, Barbados.
Jimmy John's World's Greatest Gourmet Sandwich is Ed speaking.
Yes, I need a sandwich delivery right away.
What kind of sandwich?
I don't care. Just get it to 215 Elm Street right now.
I'm on my way!
Jimmy John's.
Thanks for getting here so fast.
You're welcome, sir. Here's your sandwich. By the way, did you know your house is on fire?
That's why I called Jimmy John's.
Fire makes you hungry?
No, I knew you'd get here fast. Grab a bucket.
We're going to need more than two guys, sir.
You're right. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, sir. Hello, boss. Send everyone you got to 215 Elm.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of sandwich, sir. I'll explain later.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy John's. Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your house is on fire?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you know?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Jimmy John's.
Come in.
Sir, did you?
Yes, I did. Grab a bucket.
Fire department.
Come in.
Sir, did you know your...
It's okay, Captain. We got it handled. Care for a sandwich?
Thanks, but tell me something.
Shoot.
Why didn't you call the fire department first?
I did.
Jimmy John's. Exceptional delivery. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
Wonder what it feels like to be an insider at the world's most exclusive horse races? Are you dreaming about getting in the paddock as a Breeders' Cup owner, but don't know how to get started? Contact West Point Thoroughbreds to get inside the game. Play in a big way, right away, by owning pieces of multiple horses, which can increase your chances of action. West Point has been managing racing partnerships for 26 years. West Point Thoroughbreds, the gold standard in racing partnerships. Go online and learn how you can join a West Point partnership today.
HRRN is your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Tune in for both days of racing, this Friday beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern and Saturday beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern, for total coverage of every Breeders' Cup race live from Del Mar. Presented by VisitBarbados.org. The Breeders' Cup World Championships, only on HRRN. Go to HorseRacingRadio.net for more information and to listen live. HRRN is live online. Our official home on the web is at horseracingradio.net. Log on and listen to all of our broadcasts streaming live, or check out the archives of our daily shows and listen anytime. Follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search iTunes for Horse Racing Radio Network and you'll find our latest podcasts. Racing's biggest events are on HRRN, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net.
This is Al Stahl, and you're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
And welcome back. Wrapping up this edition of the Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns. Want to thank all of our guests for stopping by this morning. Joe Harper, the president of Del Mar, trainer John Sadler, Jeff Canizzo, Boyd Browning, and jockey Jose Ortiz. We're back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you join us at BreedersCup.com, HorseRacingRadio.net. And Jude, been a lot of fun.
Oh, it's been a great day. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Excited to bring you all that coverage Friday and Saturday, and excited to be back here tomorrow. Check out the podcast of this show on our website, HorseRacingRadio.net. For Jude Feld, I'm Mike Pena. Thanks for watching. We'll be back tomorrow.